WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mark Halliday is back to tell us some of his poems. He has two. The first is about how there is more to each life than we usually acknowledge.
Cleveland. Just as there is an Uncle Henry in Chicago who once met F. Scott Fitzgerald, and just as there is a Mary in Winchendon, Massachusetts, who drives boys crazy in the eighth grade by saying one thing and meaning another, and her hair is so long and sleek. And just as someone in St. Louis recalls an accidental death in 1935, you know also that in Cleveland there has to be a boy named Harold who has a cat named, perhaps, Scuffy, and their relationship is amusingly unsentimental if observed closely. And Harold's mother's name is Jane, and she is only 27, hanging wash on the line in her tiny backyard, the way she plucks up clothespins two at a time while humming along with an old Four Seasons hit. Jane was born in 1963, but she likes songs from when she was a little girl. She was a quick little girl in Ashtabula, and she remembers her dad yelling at the TV the day some man named Bobby was shot. And nowadays, she'll say in the company lunchroom, "I keep waiting for my kind of Democrat. I wonder where they all went." Harold's father sends money, but not much, and Jane is getting cynical about Dennis, a guy with his own small sporting goods store who may never make an offer. And if you got a close-up of her eyes, when she is watching Harold with Scuffy, or Dennis with Harold at an Indians game, you would think, this is more important than Jessica Lange or Meryl Streep, more important than Diane Keaton or Deborah Winger. You would start to care about Jane. All that poignancy in Cleveland? Who has enough time? Here's a poem called Cover Versions, which has to do with the feeling that your truest life is in a way a life you never quite get to. Cover Versions. At night, I take the inner life out of its sleeve, put on the headphones, and let it spin. I know the grooves where the needle is liable to hang. There's my mother sobbing, "But that's my boy," at Kennedy Airport. There's my father saying, "You can't just sit under a tree and invite your soul." There's Kathy crying, "I'm not the same." And Eric, at the bottom of the stairs, only saying, "I thought we were friends." There is one song on side B the needle never seems to get to. I wake at night, and through many floors, I can almost hear the bass guitar giving that song a rock outline cut in the black dirt below me. If I ever hear it, I'll know that tune. Ethereal harmonies like the Everly Brothers at their best. Kathy sits beside me on the sofa. Eric deigns to keep time. Daddy thinks I've done well. All in that song. And my mother's sort of still alive. Meanwhile, I haven't quit shopping for cover versions that get a few things right.
Mark Halliday's collection of poems, Little Star, is published by William Morrow.